First John chapter 2. Every word of that song's been true in my life. And if it wasn't, listen, I'll promise you this. He is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into this world. I mean, if you're here, friend, he's give you light. But you can reject that light, and men do every day because they love darkness rather than light. But what a great day it is when you just come to the light as he's in the light. Amen. Be reproved of your deeds. Realize what you are. Be a happy day in your life. And it's been a happy day in mine. 1 John chapter number 2. And I want to say this as I come to this text. If the Lord will help us, I'm going to read two verses and give you the thought that I feel like the Lord's put on my heart. Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse number 1 and 2. My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. Said, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. You can be seated right there. I want to say this, friend. I think probably 1 John chapter 2, verse number 1, has certainly shipwrecked an awful lot of people when it comes to how they stand and their fellowship with the Lord. Let me say this to you. I want to make very clear there are some folks that they would point to 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, and they'd say something like this. They'd say the Bible says that I have an advocate with the Father so I can live however I want, and the only thing I have to do is to run to Jesus and ask him to forgive me, and certainly he will. Let me say this, if that's your attitude today, there's a real good chance you ain't never been saved. Amen. I mean, if your attitude is simply, I thank God to go live however you want, whenever you want, to do what you want, and thank God you can come in the house of God, I say a little five-second prayer, now all of a sudden, you're back in a good standing with God. Friend, that's not how this works. Amen. If that's the attitude in your heart, I doubt you ever have had any real affections for the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to say this to the other side of that. There are folks that had run to this verse and they'd say that if you're really a child of God, that you would never see it. I want to say this to you. That's hogwash. Amen. I make no mistake about it tonight, friend. The Bible teaches us real plain. And James 4:17, that if any man knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. Amen. And you say, brother, I ain't never messed up there. Well, I want to say this to you. Hey, you're doing better than the Apostle Paul. Amen. And the Apostle Paul said in Romans 7, that good that I would, I do not. That which I would not, that I do. And so in other words, let me say this. If the Apostle Paul said, and if he done wrong, thank God, you probably have too. Amen. I want you to understand, listen, the Bible even narrows it down for us beyond that. And the Word of God teaches us in Romans 14, verse number 23, it says it like this. And whatsoever is not of faith, it is sin. Amen. I'm sure there ain't never been a time in your life where you've ever doubted anything about God. Thank God the very moment that you lacked faith, it was a point of sin. And so I thank God this verse here shows us that even when we are in sin, I'm glad I got a place I can run to. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, tonight that whenever I've been found guilty before God, I'm glad I've got somebody that I can run to. Amen. Let me say this, friend. I'm going to preach a message in just a few minutes' time. God, help me. But I thought about this. I want to go on record and thank God that the Bible says we do have an advocate, and it's Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, there's a lot of folks tonight, friend, that they think they've got an advocate, and I would not want their advocate. Amen. I thought about the Jews in the Old Testament. As far as they'd be concerned, they have an advocate for Moses. But I wouldn't want Moses as my advocate. And Moses is much too hard. Amen. Let me just remind you tonight, friend, if you're still trying to live under the old covenant, under the Old Testament, and Moses is your advocate there, you're in bad shape. Amen. And the first
first time you ever was fat. I'm sure nobody in here's ever done anything on the Sabbath day. But if you did, amen, I can take you and show you the book of Numbers where Moses found a fella who was just picking up sticks on the Sabbath day. And when he picked up sticks, they took him outside and they stoned him, amen. And listen, that's hard, thank God. I'm glad Moses ain't my advocate. I'm sure this tonight, I've done a lot worse than picking up sticks on the Sabbath day, amen. I don't want to glorify sin. That's not the point of this thing. But I read on over there one day, and when that fella said, a fella in the congregation, he used the name of the Lord in vain, and they took him outside and they stoned him too. Oh, listen to me, friend. There's not a one of us here today that would survive if Moses was our mediator, amen. And so I thank God that Moses is not my advocate. And thank God, thank God. I'm glad when I run to my advocate, I thank God he's not as hard as Moses is, amen. I want to tell you this, thank God. I'm glad that my advocate's not God the Father, amen. And you say, preacher, there's a lot of folks, they try to go around Jesus and they try to get straight to God. I'm going to tell you this, God's too holy for you, amen. And make no mistake about it. If you tried to run straight to God in your sinful condition, and the Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 1 and that he's a pure eyes and he cannot look on iniquity, amen. And thank God he'd consume you, friend. And the Bible says in Isaiah at chapter 59 verse number 2 and that your sins have separated between you and your God, amen. And thank God we find over in Exodus chapter 34 and the Bible says that God by no means clearing the guilty but visiting the transgression to the third and the fourth generation. I'm saying this to you, friend. If you were to stand before God in the sinful state that you're in, and thank God had the slightest bit of sinful nature in you, and you stood before a thrice holy God, and you would be consumed when his wrath was kindled but a little, amen. And so thank God, God the Father, he is not my advocate. I want to say this, I'm glad it's not Moses. He's too hard. I'm glad it's not the Father. He's much too holy. I'm glad it's not Gabriel, amen. He's way too high. I can't get to Gabriel. Gabriel can't get to me. And thank God, I want to say this to you, friend. I'm glad it's not an angel that I go to. And these folks, they like to hear angels singing. And you understand that when they pray, they hear them. And whenever they get out and they sing, they hear them. I'm glad, thank God, an angel is not my advocate. And Gabriel does not know what it is to be a man, and neither does he know what it is to be God. He can't grab a hold of nobody, amen. And thank God he don't know what it is to be in flesh, and he don't know what it is to have the power to forgive. And so thank God Gabriel is not my advocate, amen. I want to say this, I'm glad I'm not a Catholic, amen. And they would point to the Pope, and they would say Peter's the first Pope, and they'd say, hey, right there's our advocate. I'm glad Peter's not my advocate, amen. I ain't never prayed the first prayer to Peter. I ain't never prayed the first prayer to the Pope. I ain't never had to go through nobody, thank God. I thank God for it, amen. Peter's listen. Confessing to Peter, that would be like you confessing to me. I got as many faults as you got, thank God. I got as much wrong in my life as you got wrong in your life. I don't need somebody else who's in as bad a shape as I'm in, thank God, and to be the person advocating on my behalf. And so thank God it ain't Peter. And thank God ain't the Pope. He's too human. And thank God ain't Gabriel. Thank God ain't the Father. And thank God, listen, when it comes down to it, and the Bible laid it out plain, there's only one advocate, amen, and it is Jesus Christ of the righteous, amen. Oh, yes, thank God for that. If the Lord help me for a few minutes of time, I'd like to preach on that thought on Jesus Christ, our advocate, amen. And my meditation of him has been sweet. He is our all in all. I don't know what you came for tonight, but I will say this. I'm glad Jesus made the way plain. I thank God there ain't no other way. There's only one advocate between you and the Father, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, listen, I'm going to say this. I want to get get too far ahead, but I feel like I need to go in this order here. I want to just remind you of something. This is how this thing works between you and God. You understand you have an accuser. And there is somebody stands every day and they accuse you of the sins that you've done. That's what the Bible says in Revelation chapter number 12. We've got an accuser of the brethren. Really, I've got a couple of accusers. I've got Moses who accuses us. I thank God every day Moses said, hey, you came up short again today. And the second brother Bill, I come up short. I've got an accuser in heaven that stands before the Lord. And from time he brings accusations against the brethren. He says, these folks right here, they're sorry and they ain't no count. And you know what the truth of the matter is? He's right, amen. He's right, thank God, he's right. I don't like to agree with my adversary. But when it comes down to the fact that we're all sorry, he's pretty right in that, amen. But I want to say this to you, friend. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ came down to where we was. See, there's three things you need to understand. It said his name was Jesus, his name was Christ, and he was righteous, amen. Boy, I like that first title. I like the fact that his name was Jesus, amen. And that is his earthly name. And you know why that's so special? And thank God that's the only one that's ever came down to where you and I are, and made like you and I are made, and that he might relate to you and I in our sinful condition. And that the Bible says he was a made man. In John 1:14, he said the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. And you say, preacher, what difference does that make? I'm glad, thank God, I've got an advocate that feels what I feel and knows what I know. I've been where I've been. Amen. It's mighty good tonight. I thank God when I come up and I call on the lovely name of Christ. I'm glad, thank God, he's already been anywhere we'll be. Amen. Oh, listen, let me say this to you. And the Bible says that his name was Jesus. And the Word of God teaches us over there. And what is that? Philippians chapter number 2. And when the Bible says that he was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And thank God, wherefore God hath highly exalted him. That's a pretty good verse right there, amen. And like Hebrews chapter number 7, and the Bible says it like this. It says, wherefore in all things, amen, and not just the three quarters of them, and not just half of them, but wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. And you know what that behooved him? And the Bible says this, and he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest. And thank God, if he wasn't made like you, he wouldn't have the mercy on you that he ought to have. And my boy, when he was made like us, he knew what it was to hunger. He knew what it was to thirst. He knew what it was to be tempted. I thank God he was tempted in all points like as we are. And yet, without sin, amen. I'm telling you, thank God, you better thank God. That friend, that he was made in his flesh, amen. There ain't nobody hardly like him that was made in his flesh. But I'll say this, friend, if that's as far as that, thank God, you and I would be in trouble. And don't just say Jesus, it says Jesus Christ. And Jesus speaks of his humanity, but Christ speaks of his deity. And they asked the question in Mark chapter 2. He said, who can forgive sins save God only? Amen. And Brother John, they had it right. Ain't nobody else can forgive sins. And look here, friend. You can take your lucky rabbit's foot, and that won't do you no good. It didn't even do the rabbit no good. Amen. Hey, you can walk out of here and go talk to a Catholic priest. He'll give you a few penances, a few indulgences, and at the end of it, you'll not be absolved of not one sin. Amen. Only God can forgive sins. And so, thank God, I'm glad when we approach Christ, we approach a man who understands us, but we also approach a God who can forgive us. Amen. Boy, what a standard. And what a standing we have tonight to be able to come in. I thank God, I'm glad. How you say, preacher, I've done wrong today. Hey, listen, there ain't a person in this room haven't made it through this whole day as sinless. Amen. How you say, oh, preacher, I made it through today. I didn't talk to nobody. I didn't think about nothing bad. Well, that in of itself's bad. Amen. And the fields are wide unto harvest, and the laborers are few, thank God. Hey, listen, friend. I'm telling you, we could all be doing better than what we're doing. But what a blessing to come to the house of God and be able to get a hold of an advocate that's unlike anybody else. Amen. So we come here tonight, thank God, in the standing and the shape we're in. And I'm thanking God that He's God. Hey, you've heard that said many times before, and it makes little difference, friend. It's just as true tonight as it ever has been. And that He's so much God. And thank God that He said He was a hungered, but He was, or so much man. And He said He was a hungered, but He was so much God. And that He took just a few fishes and some loaves, and He fed 5,000. And that's pretty special, amen. And that He's so much man. And thank God that He thirsted. But He was so much God. And He gave the woman at the well a well that springs up into life everlasting. I mean, listen, He's so much man. And they crucified it. But He was so much God. And without the help of anybody, He raised His own self up on the third and appointed day. I mean, listen, friend, where we're standing at tonight, we're not just approaching a man. We're approaching the God man. And that's what makes it good. That's not just a pretty good man. It's not a prophet. And thank God it is a God in the flesh. Amen. And listen, virgin born, a sinless life, holy, harmless, undefiled, and separated from sinners. And thank God. And yet, even though He's separated, I'm glad He still touches us. And still somehow or another gets a hold of us. Amen. And what a blessing. How could I tell you that He's so much God? And thank God that on Mount Sinai, when God descended on that day, and that the God side of it, and listen, they all had to leave. And because of that cloud and the fierceness and the darkness of it, and they made a golden calf. And before that day was over, 3,000 of them were dead. Amen. But in Acts chapter number 2, after the Lord Jesus Christ, we find on the day of grace, instead of them dying 3,000, He put 3,000 in the family. And where the law showed up and the law was death, and we find grace showed up and grace was life. Amen. I'm glad for that, thank God. What a blessing to be where we stand at tonight, that you can be clear, you can have a good conscience, you can have fellowship between you and God if you'll go through Christ. Amen. Got to go through Christ. Got to go through Christ. Listen, there's so many good titles. If the Lord help me for a few minutes of time, I won't even try to keep nobody long tonight. But I want everybody in our church, there's some titles. And I grew up in some phrases that I didn't really understand as I was growing up. And man, it sure be a blessing if we could get a hold of them tonight. I don't remember hearing too many folks preach on what a mediator is. But let me say this to you tonight. And man, what a great Bible term. Amen. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says there's one mediator between God and men. It is the man, Christ Jesus. You know what that means, what a mediator literally does? And what a mediator literally does, that's when there's two parties and they're in opposition to another. And one party is opposing the other party. There has been an insult. There has been something transpired that has created a rift between the two of them. A mediator is the ability to bring both parties to the table. And that's what a mediator does. A mediator brings both parties, and both the offended and the offenders. He's the only one. And don't say there's several mediators. That says there's one mediator. And between God and men, and He is the man, Christ Jesus. And thank God, in other words, and God is the offended party, in case you didn't know that. And you have offended Him. And you was born in iniquity. iniquity. Thank God you have transgressed, trespassed, sinned against the thrice holy God. And God is the offended, and we are the offenders, and listen, doomed for hell, and without hope, on our way to that place. And you say, what happened, friend? And God loved us so much, He wanted to send His own Son to bring us all to the table. That's what the whole thing's about. And when it says, wherefore, for a good man would some even dare to die, and yet peradventure, for a righteous man some would even dare to die. It says, but God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and much more then, being justified by His blood, and we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if we had, we were enemies, thank God we were reconciled unto God by the death of His Son, and much more, being now reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And man, what a Savior, amen, that He had opened up a way. He'd set up the table. You say, preacher, where's the table? We call it Calvary. It's at the cross. It's at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my soul was rolled away. And that is the table. And this is the table. And the Bible says that we have right to eat of the table that they cannot partake of. I'm glad God made a table at one end of the table. Has set an almighty God at the other end of the table. Has set sinful man. And right in the middle was the mediator, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I feel like preaching on that, amen. And you say, preacher, how do we get in? By what was shed. And the Bible said, for ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. On that table that day, and the mediator brought both parties to one place, and that you and I might get off free, amen. That's what an advocate does. Oh yes, thank God He's our mediator. And if that's not good enough, thank God, when He becomes our mediator, He then becomes our advocate. Here's a preacher, what's an advocate? Oh, listen. You know what? Look, there's several terminologies. I'm not a Greek. I'm not a Hebrew. But they would use this word. They said it like this. Brother Christian, they'd say that word is called paraclete. And that simply means this. And it is the person who stands in defense of somebody else. Oh, listen. Thank God. Thank God. And the advocate is somebody who defends. And now, Brother Potter, if that ain't good enough, hey, you know what else it said about it? Had said, thank God, Brother Nathaniel. Had said that paraclete, that advocate, he was somebody who showed up and became present in the time of trouble. I wish there's a Bible verse about that. Maybe what is that? Psalm 40, verse 1. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen. Had said that advocate would show up. Had said that advocate, Brother Matt, he would stand in defense of the person over here. And the wrath was getting ready to fall. And the advocate stood up as the defense attorney. It's a courtroom set up. You've got the accuser, Moses. And you've got the accuser, the devil. On the other side, there we stand. And we've got no way to get out. And thank God, and here comes our lawyer. He stands in the gap. Our advocate shows up. And thank God we didn't have to pay nothing. He just shows up. And you say, preacher, and what's he do? Listen, you know what an old slimy lawyer, I hope nobody here's a lawyer, amen. Half yard's going to be all right. And the Bible said, woe unto the lawyers, amen. I didn't write that, thank God God did, amen. But I want to say this to you, friend. And one of them old slimy New York defense lawyers, and they'll enter in. And even though the whole world knows they're guilty, and they'll enter in a plea, and they'll say, not guilty. And they'll try to get them off on some sort of technicality. But that's not what the Lord did. And the Lord stood there. And when it came time to enter the plea, He said, they're guilty. And they're guilty. And they're guilty. Amen. Oh, yes. And that that's what Calvary's about. Calvary's about God in the flesh. He came down, and because you're guilty, and because I'm guilty, and when we stand before God, and we don't say, Lord, we're not guilty because of a technicality. No, if you get saved, and you'll get saved with your hands up, and you'll get saved with your heart full, and you'll get saved saying, I'm guilty, I'm guilty, I'm guilty, amen. And God says they're guilty. Our advocate shows up. Our advocate says we're guilty. But thank God that's not where he stops. Hey, listen, he's not just the mediator who opens up a way. He's not just the advocate who defends us. But then he becomes our intercessor who speaks up for us. Amen. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I wish I could get it out. The way it's been in my heart. But I'm telling you, thank God. There stands the judge. And he's guilty. Thank God. And about that time, I've got one of them old gavels. And about that time, that gavel falls. And he says, guilty. Hell, hell, hell. And my advocate turns into my intercessor. And he says, sir, may I approach the bench? Amen. And thank God, listen. He comes up. And there begins a conversation. And not between man and God, but between God and God. And there starts a conversation between God the Son and God the Father. And rest assured, and God the Holy Ghost are right in the midst of it too. He says they're guilty. And they're guilty. He says, oh yes, I know they're guilty. He said, what would it take? He said, they deserve hell and the wrath of God. And you know what happens right then? Verse 2, 1 John, chapter number 2. He no longer is my intercessor. And then he turns into my propitiation. Amen. Thank God. And you say, what's that word mean, preacher? It means satisfaction. And so when God, in this Son, approaches God the Father, he says, thank God, how would you let them off? And he said, by what means? How should I let them off? And he points yonder at the Calvary's cross. He said, that's where I suffered for their sins. How would you accept that? And God already wrote it down. He said, Son, I already said, I'd see the travail of your soul, and I would be satisfied. Amen. Oh, yes. That's a mighty good standing where we're at. Yes, thank God. I mean, he comes to that place. And whenever he stands before God and he points to the propitiation, he stands as our mediator. He stands as our advocate. He stands as our intercessor. He stands as our propitiation. And then the Bible says in Colossians 1, I think that's verse 20, it says, having made peace by the blood of his cross. And you know what ends up happening that day? And thank God when he stands there, and God says, all right, and for any person that put their faith in Christ, any person that would trust in his Son, anybody that by grace through faith that would come to the Lord Jesus Christ and accept the work he done, and just like that, all the charges are dropped. And thank God the punishment put on his Son has settled out of court, and the debt's been made free, and you and I sinners get to go free. Thank God. And if that ain't good enough, hey, listen, don't get too nervous, but if that ain't good enough, look up here at me. Thank God. If that ain't good enough, you say, I get to go free. And about the time you turn and to leave to get out of the courtroom, and the judge says, there's one more thing. He said, I'm not just going to let you off and turn you from a sinner to a saint. But now, because you're advocate, he's also become your big brother. I'd like to adopt you into my family. And thank God, what a standing that you and I have. And we would walk into the courtroom one day, how guilty, how worthy of hell, how worthy to die and spend 1,000 lifetimes trying to pay it back. But before the night's over, we're off and clear and no longer just a stranger and a sinner, but now a member of the household of faith. Amen. That's pretty good. Listen. There ain't too many things that make me emotional. The movie Cars, you know, some of them times, some of them things,
That maybe didn't ever get you, but there's a song in that that gets me every time. But I want to tell you this, and if, look, if it don't bother you, that's between you and God. I don't care. But I'm going to tell you this. I was watching the other day. Somebody sent me a clip, a little reel. And man, I got to watching this. And this is a little boy this past Christmas. They sent this little boy this box. Said he was a foster child. Whenever he unpacked that box, they said, "We want you to read the letter out loud." And it said, "Dear," and he read off his name. And it said, "We would like for you to be a member of our family." Amen. That fella got about to the family. And to listen, them tears started flowing out of his eyes. He just couldn't contain it no more. And I thought, I wonder how many families rejected him before he got to a family that said, "I want you." And about that time, man, the Holy Ghost got to jumping on the inside of my heart. Said, every time I open up this Bible and I get to read, you know what this is? Yeah. This is a love letter, and it says, "Dear Kevin." And thank God, read it out loud, and it'll help you. Amen. And for God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And thank God, so I'd like for you to be in my family. Hey, listen, look up here, neighbor. And once you get in the family of God, how you can't get out, how you can't get thrown out, how you can't walk out, how you can't jump out. And when you're in the hands of God, and whenever the judge sealed it up, our advocate made it right, and the Holy Ghost have put us in the family, and you're there till the day of redemption. Amen. Amen. Now we stand. Now I'm simply saying all this. If God would do that for us when we were sinners, strangers, whenever we were rebels, with their backs against God, how much more will he do for us when we come in and we approach him as sons and daughters and we say, "Father, I'm no longer, listen, I can't get this through to you. I'm no longer approaching God as a judge. Thank God, but I approach him as my heavenly Father. And thank God if he didn't cast me out when he was my judge. I'm certain, Brother Savage, when I come up with a broken heart and need to repent of my sins, I find the very same advocate, have the same propitiation, have the same intercessor. He still abides to this day." I'm telling you, dear saint of God, hey, listen, and you might be in sin, but you don't have to be, amen. I thank God, God's made a way. Amen, to get out. His name's Jesus. I've cleared my heart. Stand on your feet. I'm done preaching. I'm telling you this. We have an advocate. We've got somebody. Somebody that'll go between us. We got somebody, thank God, that can reach out of heaven down to where you and I are. And say, "Oh, listen, you know what makes him a better advocate than anybody in the Old Testament or in the New? The best they could see was what's on the outside. But man, there's a God in heaven that when he looks down, Brother Adam, he can see if the outside's clean. He can see if the inside's clean. And boy, he ain't hard like Moses. He'll comfort us, won't he, Brother Josh?"
God, amen.
Thank God. I mean, listen, he's so holy, Brother Bill. He'll come put his finger right on it. And he'll say, "Guilty, guilty, guilty." How about thank God he's so compassionate that while he's got his finger on it saying guilty, he's got his hand on you saying come. And come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. And what a Savior, thank God, who would find us in that place. Hey, listen, tell us we're guilty. How about then say come and get it cleansed. Amen. Nobody like him. Go ahead and play. Nobody like him.